Yeah, the Impact Project, it's a European-funded project, and it involves some organisations from lots of different countries within the European Union, France, Finland, Italy, Portugal, Belgium, and England and Wales as well. And it's a group of organisations that have got together to look at how person-centred technology or assistive technology is being used across Europe at present.
Okay, help us with that word, assistive technology. We hear it a lot, actually. The news punters talk about it. But could you explain in very much layman's terms what that actually means to myself?
Yeah, of course. I mean, assistive technologies or person-centered technologies, is what we mean there is like any type of technology that can be used to help somebody be more independent. So it could be something as low-tech as a door handle, which was more appropriately designed to help somebody that had arthritis, up to, you know, some very sophisticated and expensive pieces of computerware or software that can help people, navigate the internet or use traditional office equipment better.
So very embracing. Immediately, I was just thinking of items which are very high-tech, but not necessarily everything is high-tech within this.
No, I mean, I think it's quite easy to think of the exciting, shiny machines with bells and whistles and computers attached to them, but it can actually be, you know, very simple technology as well.
Right. You are hosting a Technology Works conference. What do you intend getting out of a conference, and how can people get involved?
I mean, the conference, Technology Works, is looking at the use of assistive technology, person-centered technology, in the workplace. So it's all about disabled people using assistive technology to help them in their day-to-day work. That might be to make their work easier or to help them get a job in the first place. So at the conference, we're bringing together members from the project partners from the different countries in Europe and lots of people from Wales and England as well, hopefully. So people that use assistive technology or would like to, employers as well as organisations that work with disabled people to provide advice, assistance or support. So we're going to be having a look at, you know, what are the issues? What do people need in their workplace? What are the issues for employers? What's the context of people's right to get this sort of assistance in their workplace within, for example, the Equalities Act? So we're having quite a broad look at how assistive technology is used to help people in employment.
Right. Venue-wise, where are we talking?
Cardiff Bay. Yes, we're at the Futures Inn in Cardiff Bay.
And how about a date on that, please?
It is definitely going to be on the 22nd of June. It's a full-day conference. So anyone wishing to come along, there is a small attendance fee, but we have got particularly a reduced rates for any disabled people. And anyone wants more information or to come along, you do need to book. You can't just turn up and pay on the day. But if you want more information or to put your name down and book, then you can contact myself or my colleague Rebecca at Learning Disability Wales.
Simon, it sounds like a very important conference and something that so many people can get so much out of. I wish you all the best for that.
Thank you.
And perhaps we can speak in the future with regards to the development, how the conference went, and obviously this is a massive project that I think we're going to see a lot more of in the future.
Yes, I think it's going to be a particular area where things will develop over time. So hope people will be able to come along. And if you visit our website, there's links to the Impact Project website as well, so you can find out more there.